This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States hopes to create conditions where people will be able to and will want to return home to their countries rather than risk immigrating to the United States. Speaking in Lima, Peru, the third stop on his South American tour, Pompeo said the Trump administration hopes the millions who have fled Venezuela will soon be able to return home.
Our objective is to allow people to stay in their home countries. This is President Trump's desire. We want to create conditions in these countries where they can stay in their own country and they don't have the need to migrate somewhere else.
Meanwhile, in Caracas, thousands of President Nicolas Maduro supporters filled the streets to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the founding of Venezuela's National Bolivarian Militia by former President Hugo Chavez. On Sunday, Pompeo continues to the Colombian border town of Cucuta to visit the Venezuelan refugees there. Meanwhile, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide who to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking at a meeting in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said that the majority of IMF members have to decide who to recognize, and that process hasn't even started.
And as soon as that happens and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages, as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country to escape the deteriorating social and economic conditions. This is VOA News. At least five people were killed Saturday during violent protests in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the streets to protest the recent killing of a driver and road closures that have strangled traffic in the city. Protesters burned tires and shouted slogans against government security forces. At least two people were wounded when security officers tried to disperse those crowds. It was not clear if police trying to contain the violence or private security guards fired shots. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah el-Burhan has promised protesters that they'll soon have a civilian government after three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Leader number three for Sudan in as many days, yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
The International Organization for Migration says that it has repatriated 160 African migrants who have been living under dire conditions in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since a renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. Even with this turbulent backdrop, IOM organized a charter flight this week to Mali, carrying 160 migrants. Most will remain in Mali, but 61 migrants from Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso will continue onward to their homes of origin. So far this year, IOM has repatriated 3,175 migrants from detention centers and urban centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A roadside bomb wounded four Romanian soldiers Saturday in southern Afghanistan as fierce fighting between pro-government forces and Taliban insurgents elsewhere in the country killed dozens of people, according to officials. The spike in violence comes the day after the Taliban announced its so-called annual spring offensive, dealing a blow to expectations of a U.S.-led dialogue process with the insurgent group to find political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.